All right, this is me in the recording lab all by myself.
Oh, man.
If this goes well, what the fuck have you been waiting for? I look at it as we did so good.
Oh, man.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Speaking of balls deep. Oh, man.
What the fuck have you been waiting for?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
If this goes well.
Oh, I didn't hit record. My bad. Oh, man.
What the fuck have you been waiting for?
Oh, man.
If this goes well. Hey.
Oh, man.
What the fuck have you been waiting for?
And now?
What the fuck have you been waiting for?
Oh, man.
Ooh. Like, is he Larry Sheets hot?
Ooh. Oh, man. Oh, man.
What the fuck have you been waiting for?
Sorry, Jeremy. Laugh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Did we do that again?
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
The problem is I was sitting here talking and I don't hit the record button, and now I'm hitting record and now, you know, we're not talking about it.
Nope. We'll just go ahead and start talking about last week when Tony wasn't here.
I'm telling you, it's going to be back, guys. Okay. I was worried that...
Can I just turn him off?
Like, yeah, we don't really need him. Don't really need him on the show anymore.
No, you're wrong. I don't know if you listened to that last show, and I'm guessing you didn't, because it was absolutely embarrassing. I'm very glad you're back as well, Tony. Very glad you're back for this wonderful 4th of July.
Hey!
That's right.
Episode Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. All of us back together again, guys. I got to tell you, very exciting. Very, very exciting.
He's so much more enthusiastic now that we did a show without him. He thinks that we're going to kick him off the show.
I'm telling you,
that means he didn't listen to the show.
My game. I hate when people say that, by the way. Like, I see it on Facebook a lot, like comedy game. Comedians refer to comedy as the comedy game. And I'm just like, oh, that means you're not funny. If you're saying that, you're probably not a good comedian.
Wasn't the name of your website when you were doing stand-up
Tony's Comedy Game?
It actually was. However... That is beside the point. That is beside the point. Guys, I just celebrated this past weekend a very sad birthday.
Happy sad birthday, Tony. The big 4-0. The big 4-0.
Oh, man. Not yet.
No, you're the same age as me, I think.
No, Am I older than both of you?
I'm actually the same age as you, Don.
I thought you were a year younger than I was.
No, we're a year older than Jeremy.
Oh. Why is it that you look older than both of us?
Because I lived a hard life, Don. Lived a hard life. I drink pretty much constantly, and I don't like to smoke, but I like to breathe other people's secondhand smoke to make sure I look aged and withered.
You know, I have still not smoked, by the way.
God, it's very good, Don. You've made it 6+ months. I'm very impressed.
Thinking about going out right now.
Now that I mentioned it, I'm starting to itch.
Having a bad day.
So what did you do for your sad birthday, Tony?
Well, I've been moving, you know, so now I'm in a new location in the same apartment building that I was in before, but I moved to the lower level. So now there's like no one above me, no one below me, no one to the sides, so they can't hear how loud I crank up Pornhub. They don't hear that. So that's that's great news. However, I had to move all by myself, so I spent all day Thursday moving instead of just hiring movers for like $100 I probably could have done.
How many flights of stairs?
Actually, that's nice. It's an elevator. So I just put stuff on a hand truck and then moved it. It was actually the easiest move I've ever done. But
now, did you buy a bunch of things since you moved to Asheville?
I have not.
Because you literally moved to Asheville with six boxes and a broken piece of shelving.
Guess what piece of furniture broke up again as I was moving it? I just spent time hammering it back together.
Is it the dresser or the shelf?
It's the dresser.
What did you do with the cat pee sofa?
I still kept that, and it actually fits nicely since I'm actually in the apartment that used to be
where they kept all the cats. Yeah,
and it smells weird in here. So I'm not very good at making decisions. I make bad decisions.
Has your wife seen the couch or smelled the couch at least?
She doesn't smell it. She says it's not that bad. She doesn't really smell what I'm talking about. I, on the other hand, might have schizophrenia because that's like one of the symptoms is smelling
cat pee
things, right?
I'm not sure, but is it just smelling cat pee?
I don't know. I think it's probably more on cat pee. I think you just smell.
I bet you sleep on that sofa.
What's that?
You sit down, you watch a little Conan O'Brien on the TBS, and you lay down, and you pass out, and take a little nap on the old sofa, the old urine-soaked sofa.
I actually do not use it at all. I did have to stay on it when Katie had a couple of her friends in town, and we had to sleep on that while they got the bed.
Why would you do that? Because he can't have guests sleep on a urine-smelling sofa.
Instead, I'm sure that bed stinks, too. It's Tony's bed.
The bed's fine. Just don't go south of the waist on the bed where the bed is, and you're fine. You start smelling those balls. I'm telling you. You're in for a treat. You're in for a treat.
Look who's elevated their game.
Come on, stay down at Tony's Bed and Breakfast.
So, but I think you guys did great last week.
I don't know if that would go that far. I think it was a fun show.
All of 2 minutes, but it was good.
So did everybody else, apparently.
I listened to the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you and I did. We're on it. Yeah. We were very excited about it. We thought it was the future of radio, and then I listened to it, and it turns out it is not.
Why not?
It is not the future of radio. But I did write about it in the blog along with a history of Radio for Winners. Hopefully everyone went to radioforwinners.com and check that out.
Tony, do we have access to the original episode that Jeremy and I did? Do you have that somewhere?
I can try to find that. I might have that on file somewhere. I'll have to check into it. Hey, why doesn't Manny Machado have a Twitter account?
He does not. I figured, I think he doesn't speak English, to be honest. But he has very good salsa.
I think he speaks fluent.
Hey, you know, speaking of that salsa, I don't know if this is connected, but I've eaten a lot. I've eaten that whole jar of salsa.
By yourself.
Every day. Yeah, I mean, not with chips, not like just spoonful of salsa.
And I've been shitting blood.
Literally, that is what I was going to tell you this morning. I shot some blood.
Come on!
So I'm not 100% sure that they're tied together, but that's the only thing out of the ordinary I've been eating.
Talk about a line drive.
We were just signing him up as a sponsor, and now you're shitting blood.
But I still like the salsa. I'm willing to shit blood.
Manny Machado's salsa. It's a home run for shitting blood.
2-for-1 special at Giant.
So good. It's very good.
What do you guys have planned for the 4th of July weekend?
Oh, man, I'm going to go. We go to a friend's cookout every year because they also have children. So that way I don't feel like I'm the guy bringing my kids to an adult cookout. Don apparently is going to play music for me while I talk about this cookout. So we go to a cookout, starts around noon. And, you know, there's regular cookout activities. They normally play a... Oh, this is the worst song. You could not pick a worse patriotic song.
I'm just thinking that this makes my wife cry.
This song?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, it makes her cry.
How does this song make anyone
cry? I don't know. It just makes her cry.
My parents, my dad was military, so we used to have to go to all these, like, every 4th we went to Fort Meade, and there was always a band, and every band closed with this song, and I hate it. And I'm proud to be an American.
I'm just trying to think of...
Wait for the part where we all yell stand up. That's the part I want to get to, and then we can turn this right off. Because that literally, that's everyone, that's crowds of people. Just like when you go to a baseball game. Stand up! Everyone yells it out. It's amazing.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, but not as awesome.
I'm just trying to think. You know that we have probably listeners that cry during that song. And
no one cries to that song.
But they're not listening to our podcast crying.
And weeping.
And weeping.
Why did your wife cry to that song?
I don't know. She just cries that song.
Is that the worst patriotic song? It probably is, right?
In studio guest right now crying because of that song.
I'm just saying.
I don't. Now, this song I could cry about. This, if you want to talk about patriotism, If you want to talk about loving your country, you want to talk about spending the fourth the right way, the way our forefathers intended, this is the song you play.
I'm tearing my shirt.
Tony's ripping his shirt off on Skype. You guys are lucky you're not seeing this feed. He's waving it around in the air like a helicopter.
He is in North Carolina.
I love this song.
This is the best song ever.
We should make this our intro. Get rid of the party wagon. We're doing this one. Anyway, so I'm going to go to a cookout, and then we're going to go watch the fireworks on the river by Annapolis to see the Annapolis fireworks on a private beach. It's going to be very nice, and then I'm going to go home and softly cry into my mattress because I hear that song.
What's that all about?
I mean, it's a community beach, not like a... Oh, we have a private beach. We own it. It's just a community beach, so it's not downtown Annapolis.
Jeremy had some special friends.
Community beach. Community beach.
I think that you should cut some slits in your shirt so it'd be easy for you to rip it off right when the fireworks are going on.
I'd rather awkwardly fumble with my shirt and then pass out because I would have been drinking since noon at a cookout. So what are you going to do, Don, for the fourth?
I am not going to be here.
Well, that's right. You're on vacation. This is the start of our vacation month.
That's right. I'm on vacation.
So you'll be gone. But that doesn't mean you're not going out of the country. They're going to celebrate the 4th where you're going.
I am going to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. I will actually be in the same state that Tony is, yet further away.
That's true. That is very true.
Maybe I'll drive out and meet you guys for the day.
Well, I tell you what, you will have a place to stay if you want to come out for the day.
Man, you can spend the 4th with Don. That'd be awesome.
I'm not telling him where we're living.
No, don't. No. He's going to show with sparkles out of his butt.
Yeah, but we go down there. So they have a big fireworks thing out like on the beach. And then for the following, I'd say, 8 hours from, 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Community orgy.
People are lighting their own fireworks off on the beach.
No, that's not as exciting. But that's pretty cool, actually.
It is, except I got a 3-year-old that doesn't like the fireworks.
Scale 1 to 10, do you guys like fireworks or no?
I can't live stand for fireworks.
Now, wait, if you mean going to watch a display of fireworks, I'd put that at like a 2. If you mean lighting off our own fireworks while we run away from them in a drunken manner, I put that at like a 9. That's the best. And real fireworks. I don't mean getting those snakes and sparklers. That's awful. I mean real, like the Roman candles, shit that flies around. Don is pointing.
We haven't thrown an aluminum beer can into a campfire recently. We gotta get that going.
Well, we have all summer to light campfires, but you're going out of town. We could do it tonight, but you're very sleepy.
I am sleepy.
You're not gonna make it through the podcast.
No, I'm not. I'm tired.
What are you doing for the 4th, Tony?
I am going to put sparkles all over my body.
I'm going on a nature hike.
No. What are you doing, Tony?
I'm gonna do some tubing. My wife is in town, so we'll hang out as well. I actually have to do something this weekend instead of just staying in my my apartment reading the 5th edition of the Game of Thrones series of books.
Oh, how far are you in that, by the way?
Only like 100 pages into the 5th book.
I mean, we can't really talk about it because it's spoilers for everybody. But
first off, one thing I don't like about the show, and I this is kind of a it's not really a spoiler. It's just the one thing that they do in the books that they don't do in the TV show is that they don't explain that Tyrion is not a dwarf in the books. Like he's a regular sized person, but they made him a dwarf in the TV show.
No, he's a dwarf in the books. What are you talking about?
I know.
I think you've read the wrong books, Tony. You're reading different books completely.
He's reading Different Strokes.
Tony's reading the Different Strokes novelization. Not many people heard of that.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some.
Wow. How about that? Hey, Tony, as a follow-up from last week, if you listened to the show, we did cover one of your listed topics, and that's why I want to ask if you have a story to go with this. You asked us if it's appropriate to give a wedding gift after the wedding.
And now us two both had an answer for that because we had both seen it on Dear Abby.
Because we both read Dear Abby.
All right, now what are your answers to that?
Official answer is you have a year.
If 1 year.
One year from the date of the wedding to send a wedding gift to them in the U.S. Postal Service.
All right, well, let me put a twist on it, okay?
This was 7 years ago.
So I go to my parents' wedding.
This was his wedding.
I go to a wedding last September, and it was like during time, for whatever reason, we didn't get them a gift at the time. We're like, we'll just give them a gift later on. But then they took down their registry. So now,
send a check and a card on the date of their anniversary, their first anniversary.
Yeah, but what if they're like wealthy? like not wealthy, but let's say they're wealthier enough that you're sending like what amount in the check do I send? Because usually I don't give that much of a cash.
Is it a friend or family?
It's a friend. So I give less. It depends on the friend, but I usually give less than $200.
I normally would say, you know, 100 is normally what I give non-family, and then family, depending on the family member, is more or less.
You give 100 for non-family?
As an adult, yes. Oh. Yes, I'm an adult.
Now, for Don's wedding, I gave him and his wife...
I canceled Papa John's check, I think. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's what we gave you for your wedding.
No, actually, I don't even remember what I gave you guys. It was probably a very...
Don't you remember we did that?
Yes, I do. That's pretty awesome.
So, I don't know. But like, if I give like this guy like a check for $125, he's like, what am I going
to
do with this?
It can't be. It's got to be something like a
weird
number. You have
to
number.
Do a tangible thing.
Like $122.64.
Right. Is it your friend or your wife's friend?
It's my wife's friend.
$75.
So then it becomes her responsibility to pick the gift.
Yeah, but then there's still, you know.
Have you thought about the Jelly of the Month Club? It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I got you a membership to Beer of the Month Club. Oh, you're in AA? Well, this is an awkward gift. You can
and
mail
also,
them back to me.
Is that amount too small? Like I was listening to some show, and they were talking about that a while back, and they were saying, like, how they want to give at least $500.
No, that show is clearly people that have money.
First off, I didn't get $500. Nobody gives that. Now,
no, my parents gave me,
are
like...
Are you sure that the registry is taken down?
Yeah, we searched for it and couldn't find a...
Where did you search for it at?
Well, like, online, we looked for it.
Where did you search for it at?
Like, do they register it? Well, I guess they're rich. They wouldn't register it.
Like, they had, like, a
wedding
site.
They probably registered in multiple different places. Why don't you check the actual, like...
I can't remember the places. I remember, like, I
oh, come on. It's Macy's, it's Target, it's Bed Bath & Beyond.
These are... But they're not those kind of stores. They're, like... I can't remember what they are, but they're like these, like, rich stores. There are these rich stores out there and...
Kroger.
Like stores I don't even know the name of. Like, it's, like...
Harris Teeter.
It's not like your typical Target. I know that.
They only register for boats.
It's not your typical Target.
Nah, it's like, you know, where a fucking chair costs like $600.
Not Haverty's then. Haverty's affordable chairs. You can design them yourself.
Haverty's affordable chairs for your sitting pleasure.
It was a Levitt's.
Also, Levitt's. Wow. Brought to you in part by Machado Salsa.
You'll be shitting blood by noon.
Like, is your time to recover before the 1 o'clock start off of the game?
Sorry, well, I'll let my wife decide how she wants to do it.
I mean, I think that's as far as getting an actual gift. If you don't have a registry and you don't feel comfortable giving money because you're not sure it's going to be impressive, then have her pick the gift.
All right. Hey, I was on Facebook.
Of course you were.
Because I'm always on Facebook because I have no life and all I do is go on Facebook and Twitter and stalk people. They got this Facebook site that actually a listener of the show liked first, and that's how I came across it, called Bodybuilders Against Tipping.
Wait,
are either of you guys?
There's no chance a listener of this show, other than you, would have gone to Bodybuilders anything.
No, it's Room is a big fan of it. I think.
Okay.
NASCAR league, he's a big fan of that site. Because I thought it was a parody site, you know, it's obviously a joke being Bodybuilders Against Tipping. So it's like, you know, a lot of like bros and douchebags. But then the problem, though, is that I can't tell if it's still a parody site or if they're like being real.
I guess they're based on the name. They're currently people that are bodybuilders that are not pro tipping service people.
Yeah, you know, so the guy like just talks about how waiters are pathetic and sad and like you shouldn't tip because like they should be happy they have a job if they don't like their job. You know, basically, you know, it's just against tipping. So it's like it reads as a joke and and for about most of the time I've looked at it, I'm like, yeah, this is clearly a joke. But then like now I'm starting to think, this might be a real site.
I mean, it could be. I know many people are anti-tipping. I'm anti-tipping.
Are you?
No, not really. I just don't know when it's appropriate to tip. So I tip. Clearly, a waiter, waitress, you tip. A bartender, you tip. Pretty much anybody else, I'm not. I'm never sure.
I tip. I find myself tipping when I go to pick up food. And there's a little tip line.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, see,
I'll do that, too.
I feel pressure to do that. I don't like it.
Yeah, see, I feel pressure to do
like
it,
if
too.
You order a pizza to pick up on the way home from a local pizza place that doesn't deliver. You would feel pressured to tip at the
register. See, there's a place that's close to my house. We've gotten cheesesteaks from there before. They have really good cheesesteaks.
It's amazing. It's a local business.
It's a local business. It's a local cheesesteak place. They have the best subs in the entire area. And there's a tip line there. And they don't deliver. So you know why would they have a tip line there?
Yeah, but that's just so people can like...
It's a small little place. Yeah, I feel obligated to tip.
I don't. Well, that's because you're using a credit card. If I pay cash, I'll throw the change in and maybe a dollar.
Yeah, that's true. Now, there's certain if you ever go overseas, you have to really watch out for that because there's certain places that it's law that the tip is built into the cost of the food, and they still put a tip line anyway.
Well, right, and a lot of other countries don't tip at all. They think it's weird that we tip.
Yeah, Italy, they do not tip.
When I went to Barbados...
That or my friend in Italy's cheap.
Both are probably true. But when I went to Barbados, yeah, they said as soon as we tipped on anything, they said, you guys are Americans. Like, someone that didn't really talk to us much was like, you're from America. And it was very clear that we weren't Canadian or...
Why? Canadians don't tip?
Not like, apparently, Americans overtip, according to other countries. Now, I don't think that's necessarily a negative. I mean, I think that's fine. I got really good coffee the rest of the time I was there. But yeah, it was the restaurant, the all-inclusive place. I tipped, and they were like, oh, you're Americans. We're like, yeah, you know, we're on our honeymoon, whatever. And they kept, like,
you
after that, they were super
nice. You don't
tip
at an all-inclusive place?
I do, but apparently in other countries, they do not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that?
That's kind of stupid.
What about bathroom attendants?
It depends.
Is the guy going to brush your hair for you and de-lint your clothes and also give you some mouthwash and maybe wrap the condom onto your penis before you go back out into the club? If he's going to do all that, I might throw him a buck or two.
There's this called this club in Pasadena called Rumblefish. It's like 15 years ago, maybe longer.
Is that even still open?
I remember I used to go to it, and they would have the bathroom attendant, and he had like his mints and his condoms and his spearmint gum, and it was just always annoying because it was always awkward because I feel like I shouldn't have to tip because I'm really not. There's no need for me to tip there. In that
what
situation.
You do is when they hand you the paper towel, you smack it out of their hands and scream, "I'm not tipping you!"
And you fling your water
and right in their
hands,
eyes.
Right in their
well,
eyes.
I'm pretty sure I told you guys I got yelled at by a bathroom attendant once because I did. I waved him off. I was like, "I don't need your hand towel. I can take care of this myself." And he starts going like, "You know, this is my job. This is my job to do this." And like he was basically, I got yelled at by a bathroom attendant.
Yeah, but now what did you do?
He was trying to give me a paper. He's trying to give me a towel, and I kind of waved him off.
No, I understand that part, asshole. I'm saying, what did you do? What did you do after the fact?
And then I felt guilty, so I tried to give him a dollar, and he got madder.
Yeah, see, you knew that he wasn't gonna confront him. He was just gonna go, I'm really sorry.
So
I didn't
give him 25 cents and like two dimes and five
job.
Pennies.
I apologize.
I wish I could say, like, you know, I don't understand why you have this job. This is this is probably the most pointless job out there. Like, do you realize you hang out in a bathroom all night? Like, this, there's absolutely no reason to have this job. Unless you're strictly helping handicapped people, there's no reason to have a job as a bathroom attendant ever.
A lot of the casinos have bathroom attendants. The ones like when you go to even Atlantic City, the nicer ones there, or most of the ones in Vegas have bathroom attendants. My favorite was the bathroom attendant at Wild Bill's, the worst casino on the strip.
Was there a bathroom attendant?
But he was literally just a dude. I don't know if he worked there. He was just a guy hanging out that was giving you towels.
People were peeing on the walls inside there.
It was a pretty awesome casino. I'm sad it's gone.
God, that was the best place on earth.
But you know what? Speaking of Facebook, it's time to talk about some Radio for Winners. And the news. Oh, that's right. This week it's Radio for Winners of the News at a slightly lower volume, thanks to some feedback we got from some listeners, because apparently before it was so loud it blew out speakers and offended your coworkers even more than our words did. So
we don't
that's
want,
a little
we
better.
We don't want that to happen.
I don't
want to
offend people.
No, we don't want music to offend people. We want our words to
I want the words to do it.
We want
I dropped
words.
These N-bombs for a reason.
That's right. Our words need to offend.
The first news story I have is Facebook has admitted they were doing some kind of research where they would only put positive or negative comments in your news feed that you wouldn't know that's what they were doing to see if you would reply with your own comments being positive or negative. And it turns out it's catchy. So if you were posting if you read a whole bunch of negative comments, whatever your next thing you'd put up was most likely going to be negative, or at least more negative than your normal posts were.
That is possibly the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think it's actually pretty smart because it's true.
If you are a negative person and you surround yourself with negative people, you're going to be negative.
Right. And they were trying to see if that transferred to something like Facebook, where you're not in a room with people. Like, people feed off each other's energy when you're there. That's very clear. Otherwise, this podcast would not be successful. Otherwise, we're crackerjack.
I'm still trying to figure out what we're. Are we positive or are we negative?
No, we're very negative. Okay. But but apparently, yeah. So they were doing it on Facebook. But of course, as soon as everyone reads that, all the comments in every article is, I can't believe Facebook would do this. I didn't say they could do this. This is ridiculous. This is why I dropped Facebook years ago.
I thought you were going to tell me they have a drone.
I feel like all Facebook comments are negative now. Pretty much every comment on Facebook's a negative
comment.
Maybe
that's just your friends, Tony.
It could be.
I think it's just the people you follow and listen to.
Oh, man, I can't stand it. I have friends that like post like anti-Obama stuff, and it's just so annoying. I'm like, come on, dude. I don't care. Like, you know.
Anti or pro. I don't care about politics because it's never like it's a smart political discussion. It's literally, yeah. Like, there was a guy yesterday, a friend of mine, posted on another guy's thread, and the guy's thread was about how he found a picture of a plane that forgot to turn off their chemtrails. You know what I'm talking about when I say chemtrails, Don? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No.
Well, people believe that the government is poisoning us by having those lines that come outside of planes, which are just steam trails. But a lot of people
it's
think
the
that
atmosphere,
that's actually...
It's the atmosphere. It changes.
They think it's
so
the
cold.
Government seeding yeah. the clouds to poison
those
us.
Those are chemtrails, though, Jeremy. Those are not... That's not steam. Those
so
are chemicals.
We know who your friend was that commented in the blog.
No, no, he didn't. This is not the guy you thought it was. This is just another friend of mine. And so...
It's not Tony?
No, it's not Tony. But then the guy who originally posted it, all these people that were friends of my friend posted on this guy's story, like, you're a crazy person. That's nuts. No one... Why would they do that? This isn't... And then he got all offended. He's like, you know what? It's my right to say what I want to say. And it's if you don't want to read it, then just unfriend me.
You know,
why would you post crazy things?
But that because that's what people do. They feel like they need, their voice needs to be heard, and they post crazy things on Facebook. That's why I don't post anything on Facebook.
Because you'd only post crazy things?
No, because I am crazy.
I lost over 84 friends on that post.
On that post?
Yeah.
That's. But that's what I mean. That's. I guess there must have been one of these surveys a while ago where they said, if we only put pictures of people taking pictures of food, then everyone will do it. Because that's got to be the only reason that people do it.
That
drives
like
me crazy.
Yawning is contagious?
Yeah, so people are just posting pictures of dinner thinking anyone cares. You it know, has to have been something that was a survey. Originally.
On a side note, not to detract from what we're talking about now, we connect to Tony via Skype, right?
Yes.
And I know that our monitor went bad, so you can't actually see him.
No.
But I can. So I have all the equipment sitting right here. I can see him. Do you know that he is actually not in the picture? He, for some reason, doesn't know how to take the camera that's on his computer and center it so that you can actually see his entire face.
You see his hand?
I just see a wall with like a cable and like a lamp. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
That means he's
well,
laying
in a
down
second,
here.
You're going to see a ball sack. So, keep up.
Hope you're ready for that. Loud mouth.
I mean, I guess I can move it, but then my mic stand is in the way. So see, I can do this.
Yeah, then why couldn't you
all
do
right.
that?
I just adjusted my laptop so that sensitive Don can see my entire picture.
No, it's sensitive Don, not Cherokee Don.
I keep thinking I'm going to delete my Facebook profile. I keep thinking I should just do it. Why? But then I feel like I would lose track of the few people I've actually reconnected through via Facebook.
Plus, what are you going to do at work for 3 hours?
You gotta make that up somehow. That's true. I would have to actually work, and I don't do that. I can only write the blog one day a week, so what else can I do at work? I'd have to start another blog.
Or another podcast.
I might do another podcast, but that's not going to happen yet. So let's not talk about it till it's time.
Can't wait.
I was looking at the amount of time open. I spend on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I think my last day I worked last week before I took off, I worked 7 minutes.
That sounds about right. I'd say there have been days where I show up at work and I answer emails first thing in the morning just to make sure whatever came through the last night to this morning is done, and then I do nothing as if I was on vacation.
First off, those 7 minutes, I think, were the time that we were scheduled to do the podcast, just ironically. And also, on a side note, if there's a way that you could turn the computer now so that I can't see your face, because it's really driving me crazy. You have a really ugly face.
Well, that's just
hey, everybody.
Hurtful.
98YCR Cherokee Don here coming at you. It's Friday. That's where you're going to play that horrible song. Everybody's working for the weekend. Hey, now.
No, it's taking too long to queue it up. Don't even bother with it.
Let's
no.
it's right here. I gotta press play on it.
Now you're not going to let me move on, so.
98YCR, York's Hottest Jubilee Blues Saturday Night Party Night. Unfortunately, when I'm talking, I can't hear the music that loud. So I got to stop talking, and there's no way I can hit the post.
You were close. You're about 10 seconds off. That's Don's fault. Don's fault.
Yeah, when I talk, the music gets real, real low, and I can't hear it. That's, so it's not.
That's pretty good, actually.
It wasn't bad, considering you couldn't hear the song. But it was pretty bad because it was still pointless.
Well, that's like
that's all of the podcast. Anyway.
Anywho.
Have you guys ever hired a nanny for any reason? I've never hired a nanny, but I probably should. Well, a family in California hired a nanny who worked out for a few weeks and was doing pretty well, but all of a sudden she stopped working, they fired her, and she won't leave their house.
So you know what's funny is that you always accuse me of not having news stories to talk about, but I read every news story that you have because you don't send them out in advance.
No, that's
but
what I want
read this
to talk
article.
About.
This is horrible.
Well, I think there's more to this story though, and unfortunately, I couldn't really find her side of the story. I only found
she's
the,
not talking, so you won't find her side of the story.
Yeah, she quit. She stopped doing her job, and she's refusing to leave the house.
Well, I heard someone somewhere that they weren't actually paying her. They were only giving her a place to stay.
They
now, that
they
is,
said
now
they're
that
paying
is
her
true.
With room and board.
Correct.
So they were paying her food and a place to sleep.
Which I think is, I think that's kind of crap too, by the way, if you want my honest opinion.
But it depends. If let's say, and I don't want to do this, but if I was going to hire someone to come watch my kids for a couple hours a day, and I said, look, as a part of the deal, I have a guest room in the basement. You can live in that guest room. It has its own bathroom. And you can eat meals, three meals a day when you're here. But it just means that, you know, every day I need you to watch my kids for 3 hours so I can actually do some work.
But that's
is
not
that
what,
fair?
But that's not what happened.
It wasn't full time.
It wasn't full time?
I mean, she was living there full time, but it was just to help out. It wasn't like she was, this was a stay-at-home mom that hired the nanny to help with her so she could have some time to herself.
I still think that they should have paid her something.
Well, I agree. That's probably a better situation because then you don't have to have someone live in your house.
There's a bunch of 18-year-olds from Germany that are now freaking out a little bit because households are going to be kicking them out across the country because they don't want their au pairs to be living inside the house with them.
Well, it's actually a problem with California state law. It's not a federal issue.
There's a lot of issues with California state laws.
Apparently, if you've legally changed your residence, you then have to legally be evicted. You can't just be kicked out of a place. And the legal eviction process always favors the renter, not the rent.
It's not a big earthquake that can shake that.
I guess
that,
the rentee. I don't
shake
know.
That state right
not
in the
owner,
ocean.
The renter.
Shake that state right in the ocean.
Nature will
I wonder what the laws are in the Beat Lab. If you can just go upstairs and just stay in the Beat Lab for
Don,
like...
Don's rules are pretty much if you clean it, you can stay here.
If you do clean it... You can stay here.
That's his only rule. And if you empty the beer fridge, please refill it.
And I'm going to be honest with you. First off, you don't do that.
I have. No, that is not true.
Not very often.
That is not true. I refill your beer fridge.
Not very often.
First off, there's beer everywhere in this room, so I don't need to. But I've brought beer a number of times, and you're always like, no, there's always beer in the fridge. So I don't bother.
Why is my accent just like Tony's accent?
I only do one impression.
You should work on your impressions.
I'm not as good as Don, our impressionist.
Why don't you have
there
more
you go.
Impressions?
Look at that. Broke right into it. That's pretty solid. So, yeah, I only have two news on him this week, which is kind of disappointing, but, you know.
Well, if someone's nanny, she should just leave. I mean, there's no reason for her to be there.
No. You know who else should leave? Apparently us.
Well, I just got the wrap-up sign, so I started wrapping it up, but apparently it's not wrap-up time, but yeah, it is now.
You just don't know how to transition into...
It's just not running as smoothly anymore.
What do you mean?
It's just not working. It's just not. You know what we need to do? We need to take vacations. And then come back.
I'm going
to
go do that.
All right. So I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. But we have a show for next week, pre-recorded, for everyone's listening pleasure. And we'll be back live in 2 weeks.
Radio
have a great fourth.
Radio for Winners. It's filmed in front of a live studio audience.
See you guys.
Facebook news section.
Coming up in the news, it's Facebook.
We talked about my saddest birthday ever.
Let's talk about that.
Because it was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
I have cuts on my thighs from crying and cutting myself last night. It was pretty brutal.
Okay, well, we're going to totally talk about that.
You guys knew that, right? I used to cut myself when I was a teenager.
Can you test it?
You know what? There's a new topic.
I wish I could have held that. I really wish I could have, I really wish I could have kept that serious. You guys knew that, right? I used to cut myself, but I still can't do it.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people of Jimmy James Incorporated.